It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, thank you for the privilege to just call upon your name. And Lord, as we bow to you, oh, what a holy, awesome, righteous, glorious God that you are. Oh, you're the God of gods. You're my God. You're my Heavenly Father. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my hope. You're my all. And Father, as we come to you today, we bow to you today. We ask, Lord, that only your will be done in our lives. Father, apart from you in our life, we have no hope. Apart from you, there's nothing. But Lord, with Jesus Christ and your will in our life, oh, what a hope we have. I pray for my brothers and sisters. God, would you bless? Would you touch that one that's sick? Would you touch that one that's cast down and going through a time of trouble? Lord, I pray, Lord, for our pastors. I pray for our missionaries. I pray for our evangelists. I pray for little churches, locally and foreign, God, that's holding up the old blood-stained banner and staying with the gospel, because there's only one gospel. Jesus died, Jesus rose again, according to the scriptures, and that means the scriptures, there's only one Bible. And God, may we be faithful to that which is yours. Lord, help us today. Would you keep your hand upon this little ministry? Every Bible that we send out, every radio program that goes out, every Bible lesson, everything that we do for the glory of God, would it be for our Savior? For it's in His wonderful name that we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you again today. If you would, I'd like for you to just turn to God's precious Word today. And we're going to turn to Romans chapter number 12. What a precious thought that we're going to look at here just in a moment. Let me just remind you that what have we been looking at in the book of Romans? For instance, in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, God sort of has Paul by the Spirit of the Lord to just take you and I and put us center focus and put us right in the middle of it and say, now, this is what we've done. What are you going to do for me? God's done all of this. What are you going to do? And what is it that God has done? Well, go back just a moment. The book of Romans starts with the gospel, the glorious gospel. And everything that we have, for instance, in the book of Romans, you have the, in other words, the gospel is given. And then you come over in the word of the Lord and sin in look down in verse number 18, for the wrath of God is revealed, and the righteousness of the Lord is needed because of the condemnation of sin. And he talks about the sin of mankind and the condition of men. and then how that you come over to chapter number 3, verse 21, how that the righteousness of God was imputed, salvation was given, and through righteousness we received justification. All through here, it's all been by the righteousness of the Lord. Our faith, by the righteousness of God. Sanctification, by the righteousness of God. All the way through, the Word of God, everything about it. And here, the righteousness of sovereignty in chapter number 9, the sovereign will of God. Does he deal righteously with Israel by letting them reject him? Yes, because his righteousness by them rejecting is going to allow us to be engrafted in. We got in by his righteousness. And because of that, his wisdom and knowledge and his righteousness, that even the Jews is not going to be cast aside forever, but through the righteousness of God and by his mercy, they can be engrafted in. But here in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. The little word therefore, referring back, what is this that he's begging us? The righteousness of God is on you and around you. And the righteousness of God has brought you to where you are. Stop and think a minute. As a Christian, where are you? I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm on the road to heaven. I'm not on the road to hell. How? I got saved by his righteousness. I live by his righteousness. I'm going to heaven by his righteousness. I beseech you, therefore, because of the righteousness of God, brethren, by the mercies of God, by God's mercies, oh, that he deals with us in tender mercies. He should have sent us to hell, but he didn't. He saved us by his grace. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye individually and personally present what? Your living bodies. That human body that's alive, that God saved by his righteousness, that you present that body, how? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, every time I think of these verses, verses 1 and 2, these were some of the first verses that I took to memory. And how many times does these scriptures come to me? And I may be doubting and fearing and going through a battle. And I say, Lord, what would you have me to do? I mean, here I opened the Bible the other morning and I was reading in Proverbs. And it said, our heart deviseth our way, but the Lord directeth our path. And I said, oh, Lord. My old heart, it can be desperately wicked, but God, you're in charge of my life. Here I am. Would you direct my steps, direct my heart? And then the Holy Ghost of God brought my mind to this very passage. And I said, oh, Lord, may I present my body. My body don't belong to me. My body belongs to you. Through your righteousness, you redeemed me. You saved me. You brought me out of sin, and you birthed me into your family. And God helped me to present. How do you present your body? You bow and you say, Lord, here's my body. Here's my life. Here, you surrender it all to the Lord. When God was dealing with me about preaching, how many times I'd bow at the altar and try to yield to the Lord until the Holy Ghost of God brought me to a place that it was total surrender. No fighting left. Just surrender, Lord, here I am. And I beseech you therefore, brethren. Oh, Paul said, I beg you. I plead with you. Brethren, by the mercies of God, that you individually present your bodies a living sacrifice. Do it wholly, completely unto the Lord. acceptable unto God. God wants you. God wants to use you. Why, God created you in His own image. God wants His children. He wants to spend time with us and use us for His glory, which is your reasonable service. There's nothing too hard for God's children to do. It's reasonable. Preaching is the most reasonable thing there is. Living for God's the most reasonable thing there is. Loving God is the most reasonable thing that there is. Praying is a reasonable thing. Reading the Word of God is a reasonable thing. Loving the Lord, sharing the gospel. Oh, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. In the Old Testament, the priest had to offer the lamb as a sacrifice. It died, and it had to be offered. Can I say to you, Paul said, I die daily. May we say, God, forgive me, cleanse me every day. Die to yourself and die to your desires and yield unto the Lord. Look at verse number 2. He's unto reasonable service. God wants us to yield ourselves to Him. Look at verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world get a hold of you and put you in concrete and mold you. The habits of the world, the ways of the world, the walks of the world, the habits and all. But be ye transformed. How? How do you transform? By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, as I read through the Old Testament, many times, you know, David, he questioned himself, he questioned God, but he'd pray and go to the Lord. When you have questions in your life, what do? Hey, talk to the Lord about it. God, show me what I need to do. Oh, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you transform your mind? By prayer, by reading the Word of God, by yielding to the Lord, by being with God's people, renewing your mind that you may prove. You get with God's people. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it helps you. You read God's Word, it helps you. Spend more time in that book than you do in the television, amen? For it's acceptable in the perfect will of God. God wants us to walk in His will, in His power, in His strength, and in His love. May we simply take this scripture and apply it to ourselves. I apply this to old Jerry Honeycutt. Oh, may I give my life to Him. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.